Alrighty, hello everyone. Hope you've been having a fantastic week, or whatever it's been since my last video. Man, it's crazy, man. It feels like there's a lot happening in the world right now. It's hard to explain, but it just feels like we're at a very kind of active time. You know, there's tariffs and all sorts of crazy shenanigans. Like, you can try and block it out, but it's just like, it feels like there's so much going on at the moment that I don't know. I guess it kind of, you know, depends on what narratives you pay attention, but nonetheless, that's just how it feels. Speaking of news, actually, Vitaly got arrested in the Philippines. Does everyone know who this guy is, Vitaly? He's like a very famous prankster, or he was back in the day. I remember his video. I remember being subscribed to him way back, and I forget what year it was. It was like 2012, 2013. I remember his series, the Do You Even Lift video. That was like my favorite video on YouTube for a period of time. And then I remember at the 2014 World Cup between Germany and one other country, I forget who. But I remember I was watching it live and the pitch got invaded by a fan. And I later found out it was Vitaly. I was like, what the hell? Vitaly? That guy, that YouTuber I'm subscribed to. He was the guy that I saw like on the field. And it sort of became obvious that he had like degenerated into this, like, you know, doing like cringe IRL, like, you know, going up to people and just being awkward and, you know, putting them on the spot. I hate IRL streamers. I'm just gonna say it straight up. I really, really, really hate IRL streamers. I know that some people, I kind of get it. It's one of those things that's like, you know, sushi, you know. I get it if you're like a neat and you can kind of get caught up in the timeline, you can get caught up in the lore of an IRL streamer. You know, if you're a neat and you're like, you've kind of got like a grudge against society. The IRL streamer who goes up to people and like, you know, disturbs the peace or whatever, it's kind of like you can live vicariously like through them, you know, like you're not quite low inhibition enough to like go out and cause a ruckus, but you'd sort of like to. So I think what happens is a lot of these like 24-year-old mental cell type guys, I think they just kind of like, they start watching it because they've got a lot of free time and they just kind of get caught up in the lore. And it does sort of become like a vicarious thing. It doesn't make it okay. It's not okay to be an IRL nuisance streamer. But I can sort of get it. I can certainly get the motivation because, you know, there's a lot of money in that whole, like, you know, donation, like that live donation, like people paying you to do certain stuff. I think those guys in the short term can make a lot of money, but I don't know. It's not for me. It's not for me. Anyway, but yeah, Vitaly goes to the Philippines and I can't even play the footage because it's just so cringe, but he goes up to like innocent people on the streets of Manila and just harasses them and, you know, goes up to random security guards. And yeah, it's good to see him get arrested. I'm kind of bearing the lead here. So he goes to the Philippines, he does a bunch of, you know, public nuisance stuff and he gets arrested for a bunch of charges, you know, relating to public harassment and disturbing the peace. And they were going to deport him, which is what most of these governments do with IRL streamers. But the Philippines decided to take it to the next level and actually charge him and hold him in custody without bail. And I looked it up on Google Maps, the facility that he's being held at. It's basically this like third world looking like shanty jail that he's being held at. And it's good, because it always annoys me when they get just deported, because it's like, that's almost like a feather in their cap, you know, now they can say they got deported from another country, and, you know, to them it's like a, you know, it's brownie points to be deported. So yeah, I hope that they hold him for, I hope he gets, like, the maximum. Like, I know you can't make live streaming in public illegal, but, you know, if, kind of like the RICO laws for the mob, if they were to develop a specific law aimed at IRL streamers whose content is harassing people, I would be happy with like a mandatory minimum of like a year in the slammer. I think there would be some justification for that, but we'll see. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with what this video is about. What I wanted to talk about today, it's kind of, I don't know how much of a market there is for this type of analysis, but you know, like I said previously, my videos tend to be sort of like a running theme. Like in the last video, I talked about the MGTOWs, and this is kind of almost an expansion of that topic. You know, I was I was just thinking about this lately. I want to talk a little bit about dating foreign women. Now, I'm going to use the example of Southeast Asian women in this video, but and that was the original title of the video, is The Dangers of Southeast Asian Women. But then I realized this actually applies to a lot of different parts of the world. So this is going to be like a broad topic, okay? Now, some of you might be thinking, well, I'm not planning on dating foreign women. But you never know what you'll be doing in 20 years. So I think that this is important. And it's also really important to... this is very hard to this is very hard to explain until you've spent time overseas. But what I've noticed is that there's this huge misconception, I think they call it Western chauvinism, that people from other countries, particularly developing countries like, I don't know, Thailand, for example, that they all want to move to the West, that these women all, you know, a lot of Americans think, they just want to get a green card, bro. They think that people living in places like Sweden are obsessed with getting a green card. And it's so delusional and disconnected that people who live in a country where they speak the language, they've got all of their roots there, that they would want to, you know, just pack up everything and, you know, go move to London or something, you know, go move to, I don't know, Los Angeles or something, go live in a poor neighborhood over there as an immigrant. This is delusional, okay? The vast, vast majority of people don't want to leave their home countries to go live in the West. They just don't. Like, I know it feels like they do if you live in like a big city in the West and, you know, as more immigrants slowly start to, you know, rise in numbers, it feels like these, you know, all the people in that country all want to leave. But once you're over in those countries, you realize the vast, vast, vast majority don't even think about moving. I think I mentioned this before. I was in the taxi in Bali and the guy said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Well, you know, I came from Australia, but I'm originally from New Zealand." And he had never heard of New Zealand. All right, this is a taxi driver, by the way. And New Zealand's a small country, but it's pretty well known in that part of the world, you'd think. You know, it's not that far away. And when I said I'd come from Australia, he clarifies, he goes, "Oh, that's different to America, right?" And I was like, "Yes, it is." It's quite different. Because he was clarifying, like, you know, is that like a different country, right? Like, they don't think, people overseas just don't think about the West like people in the West think they do. All right, that's the first misconception. The second misconception is that being traditional in these other countries, especially Southeast Asia, a lot of Westerners, again, a lot of the passport bros will talk about, you know, "I'm going to go over to Thailand and meet me a traditional woman." And a lot of them do meet traditional women, but this is where the danger starts, because they're not meeting a traditional woman in the way that they think they are, what their perception of what traditional is. Because when they think of tradition, they're thinking of like Christian morality of like, you know, covering your body and, you know, monogamy and, you know, not having an OnlyFans, which has got nothing to do with tradition from Southeast Asia. Tradition in Southeast Asia means looking after your parents, okay? That's tradition. Okay, being traditional in a place like Thailand or whatever has nothing to do with Christian morality of like, you know, dressing conservatively, you know, monogamy to your partner and, you know, being a chaste girl for daddy. These are from the Abrahamic religions, which have got nothing to do with it, okay? Being traditional in a place like Thailand or the Philippines or something, being traditional over there is looking after your parents and doing anything that it takes, okay? OnlyFans, becoming a bar girl, doing a little bit of something else on the side, if you know what I mean, to make some extra money from the clientele. If you do that, you're being traditional, all right? If there was a young woman, let's say a 23-year-old woman who was young and, you know, pretty and in her prime and single, it doesn't matter if she's single or not, but let's say she had the opportunity, let's say she comes from a village where her parents are poor and they need her for the money, you know, they need her to earn an income, and she had the opportunity to become a bar girl or, again, something else, you know, some other work. If she had the opportunity to do this, right, if she had the opportunity to make money for her family and she turned it down, she said, "I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to use my body like that. I'm going to be a good girl. I'm going to, you know, become a good chaste office worker or something." then in the eyes of her parents, in the eyes of her village, in the eyes of her extended relatives, she is a harlot. She is a terrible daughter. She had the opportunity to be a traditional girl and provide for her parents, like every traditional girl does, and she turned it down out of some selfish desire to have a low body count. What a terrible daughter. You know, what kind of like untraditional, selfish little brat would refuse to become a bar girl, would refuse to, you know, make money from her body, would refuse to start an OnlyFans if she could, out of some, you know, new age, you know, Christian morality from the West? Like, what kind of, you know, what a disgrace to her community. You know, she would be exiled if she ever went back to her parents' community. That she would be shunned for having not become a bar girl. All right. Now, obviously, I'm being, you know, very hyperbolic here. I'm laying it on pretty thick here. But I'm doing this to, like, impress upon, like, the passport bro-minded people who have no idea what they're getting themselves into when they move overseas. Because, you see, what happens is, and this isn't just passport bros, this is, you know, older, you know, expat dudes that I've talked about before. What happens is these guys go over to, doesn't matter what country it is. Again, I'm just using Southeast Asia as an example because it's the one that I'm most familiar with. But this can apply to the Ukraine, South America, you know, the Middle East, okay? Doesn't matter where you go. The point is, you know, these places, these other countries, these other parts of the world, they're definition of traditional is totally different to what we might think of as traditional if you grew up in, you know, the Anglosphere or whatever. And yeah, it's because of this kind of cultural ignorance. It kind of sounds like a woke thing to say, you know, oh, you know, respect other people's cultures or whatever. It's not what I mean. I'm just saying that because of this cultural divide, this cultural misunderstanding, a lot of these Western expat dudes will go over to places like Thailand, the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, South Asia, it doesn't matter where, you know, it could be South America. They go over there and they have a completely wrong, you know, just a complete misinterpretation of the culture that they're going over there for. And they end up getting themselves into a lot of trouble, sometimes financial trouble as well. They might go to a place like the Philippines, just as an example, and they find out that they're, you know, this traditional girl they met used to stand on a street corner somewhere in Angeles City. Well, you know, worked at a bar or something and did all sorts of tricks. And they're like, what? I thought you were a traditional girl. And it's like, yeah, she is traditional, bro. You know, she did what she thought she had to do to provide for her parents. Like 95% of women that get involved in that industry over there, you know, places like Pattaya in Thailand or whatever. Okay, that is, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, getting into that line of work is traditional. It's not. I'm not trying to insult anyone's culture here. I'm just trying to point out, just trying to illustrate the types of miscommunications that can happen. And another thing as well is, and again, this falls under what I would kind of consider to be like a Western chauvinistic kind of perception of oneself, is people that have never geomaxed, they've never passport broed or whatever, they'll look at these guys that go over to these countries, you know, and marry the local girls, and they'll kind of deride them and be like, bro, you're such an idiot, man. She always viewed you as a human ATM. That's all you are to her, is like her ticket out of there, right? And even a lot of Western women also do this. Like Western women will often deride Western men who go to other countries to geomax. Like, oh, you know, you're just some sleazy old guy who's trying to take advantage of the poverty over there. And it's just a misconception that a lot of people in the West have of themselves, that they're like the money people, you know, they're the golden ticket for the rest of the world, you know, that, you know, reminds me like when I went to university, you know, you'd meet these 19-year-old middle-class kids that thought they were fixing the world's problems because they're doing an arts degree. It's, you know, it's delusional. It's a cope. But anyway, what I wanted to say is that, you know, if you were to go to anywhere in Southeast Asia, what you'll realize is that about 95% of the men who have wives and children, you know, about 90-95% of the family men are giving a portion of their income to their wives or girlfriends' parents, because that is the culture over there. You know, it's not, a lot of these Western men, they go over to Southeast Asia, get married, and then all of a sudden, you know, the parents crash the marriage and want money, and the guys you know, these Western expats, they're all bitter because it's like, oh, you know, she was just using me for my money. She just saw me as a, you know, she saw me as an ATM for her family or whatever. And like I said, there's always three sides to every story, right? There's her side, his side, and then there's the truth in these, you know, marriage breakdowns to these foreign women. And from her perspective, you broke the deal because the deal was that you helped look after her parents, because that's what being traditional is to a lot of these women. Not all of them. Not all women in Southeast Asia are like that. And again, I'm only using Southeast Asia as a reference point in this video because I know I'm most familiar with it. In South America, in, I don't know, parts of like, you know, the Mediterranean, that might be totally different, okay? I don't know those areas as well, so I can't speak to it. I just know specifically with Southeast Asia, a lot of these guys go over there and they think that they're getting involved in it with a traditional woman in the context of what a Westerner would think of as traditional. And they feel like they got scammed, or they feel like, you know, oh, you know, she at first, you know, it was all about, you know, just us. And then she tried to bring her family into it and they don't realize what they were getting into. Okay. They blame her for everything. You know, oh, she, you know, we built a house together in the provinces of the Philippines, and then she used the government to help seize it for herself. She was just after my money. And it's like, no, from her perspective, you broke the deal. And she's just clawing back her side of the deal. You know, a lot of these guys, well, not a lot, but some of these guys, I've seen videos on YouTube where some of these dudes have wound up as homeless, all right? They've actually wound up homeless in these foreign countries, you know, living on the street. And every single one of them, you know, blames the woman that they went over there to meet, you know, the, oh, that she scammed them out of their money or whatever. And maybe in some cases they did. But I just think that a lot of these guys, they dug their own graves in this, okay? They dug their own graves, not realizing that they were digging their own graves. All right. And by the way, not that I support this culture. I said I'm not going to denigrate anyone's culture, but no, I kind of do. I don't like, especially in India, it's really, the whole like mother worship thing is really big in India. I hate it. Okay. I like the Western way more just because I grew up with it. We're like, yeah, you should be nice to your parents and, you know, chip in. But ultimately, I believe in like a traditional bourgeois, like, you know, the government collects taxes. So every person in an ideal society, every old person can retire at 65 and get a government pension. And the family is just there, you know, if they have the money to chip in. But not like this like paternal worship where you care about their opinions and, you know, at the age of 30, you're worried about being shunned by them, which I have seen. I hate that whole culture, honestly. And I'm not saying that it's like every, you know, every woman in Southeast Asia is going to be like this, because they won't be, okay? Not every, you know, not every culture has family worship, and not everybody in a culture that does tend to, you know, prioritize, you know, paternal, maternal family members is like that, right? Like not everybody in the UK drinks tea. Not everybody in Germany is a neat freak, you know? Not everybody in France is rude. Not every Australian has one of those like corkscrew 360 sun hats. You get the idea, right? Not every woman in Southeast Asia is going to be like that, but you have to be aware that cultures are different. So if there are any, you know, 54-year-old expat passport bro type dudes out there listening who married a 24-year-old Filipina and they're like, oh, bro, my wife doesn't demand money for her parents. It's like, well, cool, you know, you dodged a bullet. Okay, you found a unicorn, but that's not the norm over there, okay? It's just not the norm. In some of those cultures, I'm not just talking about the Philippines or Thailand, I'm talking about many countries. In some of these places, family just comes before relationships, okay? Potential, especially foreigners, you know, relationships with potential foreigners are a distant second in the priorities list, okay? And it might not be family, maybe it's religion, maybe it's some other thing that you can't identify with or relate to. So yeah, I don't want to see any of you in 5 years' time or 10 years' time or whenever it happens to be wind up as one of these homeless guys on the streets of a foreign country, you know, living in a tin shack or something because like your foreign girlfriend took all your money. Like you should have known better. You should have known better. You should have understood the situation. You should have had critical thinking skills. I know most of you won't, but I know that hopefully this doesn't apply to many people, but I like to put these messages out there.
Take a picture of your arm.
You want to take a picture of my arm? Why you want to take a picture of my arm?
Because it's the skinniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's...
Bro, you got to start lifting, man.